Hello, this is Brother Mike at May-21-2011.com with a message entitled, Where Do We Go From Here? Now that October 7, 2015 has passed without it being the end of the world, where do we go from here? I have been contemplating this question, and I must conclude that the 1,600 furlongs of Revelation 14, verse 20, are not to be taken literally, and neither is the measurement of a furlong to be taken as referring to days. There is no other number in the book of Revelation that is taken literally. So why would we take the 1,600 furlongs as being 1,600 literal days? We shouldn't. But we did because it seemed to fit so well in falling on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, which we have long thought would be the last day of this world. But as reality has shown us, it was not the last day of the world. Therefore, we should not take the 1,600 furlongs as being 1,600 literal days, but rather take it spiritually to refer to the time period, currently of unknown length, between May 21 and 2011 and the end of the world. Furthermore, because the number 1,600 can be broken down into 40 times 40, which numbers are symbolic of testing and trial, the time period between May 21, 2011 and the end of the world must have to do with testing and trial. In other words, this is the period of time of currently unknown length wherein people will be tested in order to reveal those who are the true elect of Yahweh and those who are not. The first test was the coming of Judgment Day beginning on May 21, 2011. Would people believe that this was the beginning of Judgment Day with no more possibility of salvation for anyone who was not already saved? Or would they fall away from the truth and reject that May 21, 2011 began judgment and that salvation came to an end on that date? By rejecting May 21, 2011, people are showing themselves to have rejected the Holy Scriptures, the Word of God, and therefore they have rejected Yahweh and failed the test. You can click on the link Proofs for May 21, 2011 to once again verify all the proofs that May 21, 2011 was accurate. The second test is whether people believe that Christ died for sins at or before the foundation of the world, or whether they agree with the scriptures that Christ died for sins on earth at the cross. This is a much more serious issue than what it may seem to be on the surface. This is because to believe that Christ paid for sins at or before the foundation of the world is to believe in another Christ other than what the Bible reveals, which makes this other Jesus a false Jesus. This false doctrine teaches that Christ died for sins at or before the foundation of the world, and then teaches that when he came to earth, he came only to demonstrate what he had already accomplished at or before the foundation of the world. It rejects that Christ paid for sins on earth at the cross, and so it rejects the Word of God. And you can click on the link. The demonstration gospel is a false gospel to see why this is a false gospel. It is the going after strange flesh that is a false Jesus, and the offering up of strange fire that is a false atonement, which was punishable by death. And I refer you to verse 7 of Jude, part 2. Click on the link. And the final test. Click on that link. Therefore, those who believe that Christ paid for sins at or before the foundation of the world, and then came to earth to merely demonstrate what he had already done, have failed the test once again. Now, people who have failed either of these tests, or both, are showing by this that they are not the elect of Yahweh. They may think that they are the elect, but when it comes down to where they must believe in the very word of God, where the rubber meets the road, they have failed the test. No, they would rather teach that salvation is still possible after May 21, 2011, because that is a teaching which is pleasing to the flesh. Or they would like to teach that Christ paid for sins at or before the foundation of the world, and that he only demonstrated all this on earth at the cross, because this is the running after a false Jesus, which is pleasing to the flesh once again. But to run after the true Jesus is to believe what the Scriptures so readily declare, that Christ paid for our sins while he was on earth at the cross, and it is through this atonement alone by which we are saved through the Spirit. All other atonements, either before the foundation of the world, at the foundation of the world, or after the foundation of the world, are the offering up of strange fire, which cannot save, but are punishable by fire, which has been spiritually burning ever since May 21, 2011, as it reveals those things that withstand the fire and those things that are burned in the fire. Those who have rejected the judgment beginning on May 21, 2011, and those who have rejected the true gospel, that Christ paid for sins on earth at the cross, are right now being burned up in the spiritual fires of judgment. Yet, those who walk in the truth have come through the fire as pure gold, as Yahweh's elect. These have thus far endured, not because they walk according to the flesh, but because they walk in the Spirit. And the Spirit will guide the elect into all the truth. So, in answering our question, where do we go from here after October 7, apparently or obviously not being the end? We must recognize that we are still in Judgment Day, wherein there is no more salvation possible ever since May 21, 2011. We are to be declaring to the whole world that Babylon the Great, which is the world and all churches, have fallen. They have fallen because neither the world nor the churches have any further hope for eternal life. Eternally speaking, they have no hope for life, but only death, either in the normal course of their lives or on the last day, when everyone who remains will be literally cast into the lake of fire to be burned up forevermore. So whereas life was once possible for the world and those in the churches, it is no longer, which means they have inescapably fallen. And this terrible message is what the elect need to get out to the whole world, including the churches, no matter how displeasing it may be. And while the elect are getting this message out into the whole world, they will be tested by doctrines like salvation is still possible, or Christ died for sins at or before the foundation of the world, and he demonstrated this on earth at the cross. Or perhaps other doctrines will arise, or many other doctrines arise by which the elect are tested. But the elect will not take hold of the false, for they will endure to the end in sound doctrine, while those who masquerade as the elect will fall prey in order to make manifest that which is purified through the fire and that which is destroyed by the fire. Now, for more proof that the gospel, which says that Christ died for sins at or before the foundation of the world, and that Christ then merely demonstrated all that on earth at the cross, is a false doctrine, I encourage you, if you haven't already, and even if you already have, to do it again. It is such an important doctrine to know for sure that Christ paid for sins on earth and not before the foundation of the world. Click on any one or all of these 11 links, and they will guide you into a little bit more truth about where Christ died for sin. Now, to the true elect of Yahweh, may the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.